This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Set. You know what? Insanity. Every time, the first hour of the show is always a nightmare, right? I forget to turn on the cameras. I get to turn on my microphone. Just having a ball. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation. And as I always say, truth, be part of the conversation. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Do something with yourself. Do something to get invaded. You know, tonight, or today, you couldn't do much on Facebook because they're having their share of issues now, aren't they? You know, the big bad Facebook is having its problems, as well it should be. Now, they say it's not a denial of service, but what's really funny is I hear the Chinese hackers and some others have been going to town on what's happened on our military and a few of our other bureaus that they're going after to try to hack into. I wonder if they're not trying to hack into Facebook as well. Just a thought. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to their website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there and even get involved in the conversation. Again, you know, I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because a lot of you have been making the calls that I asked you to make. All right? And when you make those calls, as I keep telling you, we win stations. You know, when you call locally and you grab a station manager and you say, hey, look, I listen to the show every day. Why isn't this show on your network or on your station? And they will reach out and they ask questions. KSWW 102.1 FM out of Washington State picked us up. If you're listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. The person who made the phone call, thank you so much. Right? I mean, seriously. And again, more stations as the days go on. And it's all because you guys make it happen. You know, KBKW, another station out of Washington. I think that one's 101. I know, I'm going to get in trouble for this. I should have known this before I started. Anyway, if you live up there, you know what it is. You should know. It should be the only station you're listening to. Because I said so. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Gavin Newsom, you know, we went from Governor Moonbeam to Governor Nutjob. So he has decided that he's going to issue these executive orders. These guys are loving these executive orders. But he has decided now that he is going to stop all capital punishment, right? And that he's going to write an executive order. And this is where now we have governors, and even President Trump has done it in some cases that I much cared for. But the President Trump, you know, they're claiming that he has issued some executive orders that are not good, not good, not legal. Gavin Newsom now is going to issue an executive order to stop the death penalty in California. Now, last I checked, he could put a temporary stay on it, right? I mean, he could turn around, or he could actually commute everybody's sentence that's on death row to life in prison. But what he's actually going to do is go after the law itself. Think about it. So he's decided that some of these people have committed some real heinous crimes, really bad stuff, are going to be allowed to be set free or not go to death. Let's take the case of Richard Benson, sentenced to death in 1987. A Superior Court judge sentenced mass murderer Richard Allen Benson to death in April of 1987. Why is he still alive? That's what I want to know. You know what I'm saying? I don't get any of the... 1987! This is what, 31 years, 32 years later? Now, I know there's a guy that meets me at CPAC every year. God bless him for coming after me. And I mean that in a positive way, okay? And every single year he comes after me. And he is conservatives. He's what conservatives opposed to capital punishment. And I said, I could never be part of your group, because I'm not. Even my Bible says those who live by the sword would die by the sword. All right? I mean, it's that simple. And what I really love about it is that he's running around telling me how much money it costs to keep somebody on death row. So think about this. How much money it costs to put you on, or to keep you, to put you, whatever, on death row. And I'm saying that's because we keep them there for 30 years. If you did what they did in the old days, it wouldn't cost but a couple of bucks. Because they're usually making, you know, the hangman's noose on the way out. So, you know, I can't tell you how much, and here, this will make them really crazy. There were judges in the early days. And it's documented, so it's not me just making it up as I go. One of our first Supreme Court justices, John Jay, the first, actually. He used to give people the chance to accept Jesus before they were hung. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the freedom from religion freaks being at one of those court hearings? Just if for no other reason, here's a guy that's being sentenced to death, and they want to make sure that he knows nothing, hears nothing, is not pounded away about and by God. It's just amazing. You're going to be more on this after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
A little happy music after that correctional event. No, I mean, listen, one of my son tells me that they can't speak to you like that in the services anymore. I'm thinking, no, I hope they can. Because you know what? The enemy doesn't ask you pretty please. So hopefully nobody's taking that ability away from them. Hopefully they can still pound on you verbally when they're getting you ready to go off for battle. And anybody who thinks that that's being mean or terrible, there's something wrong with you. No, sincerely, you've never really, really had to deal with a bully. Or the enemy, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know some of you are Gavin Newsom lovers. I know there's some trolls listening to the show right now, and I know you do it to take notes. I can't believe. If you voted for Gavin Newsom, I don't believe it. I just don't understand it. He is doing exactly the same thing that you guys are accusing President Trump of doing. Making law through executive order. Well, that's what he's doing as governor. Now, again, if he commuted all the current death penalty or death row inmates to life in prison, he's got the right to do that. That's within, you know, his jurisdiction, his authority. But to actually go in and make an executive order to nullify a law that's on the books that actually in California, the California Supreme Court upheld the death penalty in California. Think about that one. Superior Court judge sentenced mass murderer Richard Allen Benson to death in April of 1987. Benson was 38 when he killed a Nipomo woman and three of her four children in January of 1986. Benson himself told a probation officer during a jailhouse interview in April of 1987, "I should die for what I did. If he could choose how to die," he said, "I would pick the most longest-lasting, painful method of death ever invented." An honest man. I never understood that. I mean, I realize that we're not supposed to repay evil for evil, but I always thought it was interesting that these bleeding hearts would show up and say that putting a man to death by electric chair was inhumane. Putting somebody to death by injection, which is probably the most humane to put someone away to death, pretty much puts them out cold, puts them to sleep, and then it stops their heart. And one of the stories we did was a murderer who tortured, who beat, and raped for hours, 4, 5, 6 hours, before he went and killed his victims. And we were worried about being inhumane or cruel. Now again, I'm not suggesting we repay evil for evil. I'm suggesting that we don't get outraged at killing somebody by putting them to death, by putting them to sleep first. Really? Parolee with a history of child molestation convictions, Benson was convicted in the killings of Laura Camargo and her three children. One was 23 months. What a coward. Really, seriously. I mean, there's no other way to put it. What was he worried? A 23-month-old was going to finger him? Shauna, 3, and Stephanie, 4. During the trial, the prosecutor said it was a desire for the little girls that made Benson stalk Laura Camargo in January of 1986. Benson met Camargo through mutual friends the day before Camargo was killed at a party at a home where Benson lived in Oceano. Benson spent time getting friendly with Camargo. Now, Camargo was the homeowner there, his best friend. Now, later that night, after getting a ride to Camargo's home and lying to his roommate about where he was going, Benson ended up alone with Camargo and her three young children. Within an hour after he arrived, Laura was dead. Benson then turned his attention to the little girls who had been sleeping in the next room. He suffocated Sterling when the boy began to cry in the middle of the night. Then he repeatedly molested Shauna and Stephanie over a 2-day period before beating them to death with a hammer and a metal ring sizer. Isn't that nice? This is the guy that Gavin Newsom, for all intents and purposes now, has taken away the death penalty. I mean, again, the guy's been waiting since 1987 to die? What's the issue here? Why is this even a problem? This should be an easy one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. No, it's infuriating to think that some of you in the left, including him, will stick up for a guy that, what, killed kids, raped kids, babies, right? Killed a mother. It doesn't say whether he raped her or not. At least I don't see it. And yet, you're fine with a partial birth abortion. That's cool. That's all right. We're saving the mother. We're saving society. I don't even know. I don't even know how you justify that, but I'm just saying. But yet, this was okay. and attempted to cover up his crimes. He set fire to the bodies in the family apartment and fled. He confessed afterward because carrying it inside of me was just way too much to bear. He admitted to a probation officer, prosecutor Ted Duffy, used the long confession to help convict Benson and to persuade jurors to choose the death penalty. Why not? During 14 hours of interviews after his arrest, he described in detail how he killed each victim and how he had molested the two girls. Now, the interrogations were taped and played back later on for the jurors. Benson had several prior convictions for child molestation, kidnapping, and robbery. He told investigators that he had taken methamphetamine just before he killed Camargo, and again, he murdered the two girls. Now, the trial had to be moved to Santa Barbara because there was too much publicity in San Luis Obispo. A defense psychiatrist testified during the trial that Benson's sexual attraction to young girls is a psychiatric disorder that, in combination with drug use, is exceedingly dangerous. Here's the thing. Do you know that the American Medical Association and other groups are now trying to make pedophilia a normal, natural thing? It's normal for you to be attracted to a 12-year-old. It's normal for you to be attracted to a 12-year-old boy or girl. Or an 8-year-old boy or girl. I wonder where it stops for them. Because it's never enough, right? I mean, as these things go on, you find out it's earlier, earlier, and earlier. Is it not? Just saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. During the killings, Benson was suffering from toxic psychosis. That's what the pharmacologist said. Hearing and seeing things that, in retrospect, he knows were not really there. So he was hallucinating from taking drugs. Interesting. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Time. I'll be back with more of this disgusting stuff right after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
European countries as well as Canada have grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets. It was a MAX 8 that crashed in Ethiopia and now in the U.S.
All of those planes are grounded. Effective immediately.
President Trump says the investigation has started into why there have been two deadly crashes recently involving MAX planes.
Boeing is an incredible company. They are working very, very hard right now, and hopefully they'll very quickly come up with the answer. But until they do, the planes are grounded.
Ethiopian Airlines says flight recorders from the jet that crashed will be sent abroad for analysis. In Washington, the sentence was 3.5 years in prison for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. He was sentenced last week to almost 4 years in prison in Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
A couple of nitwits.
We are back. This is Real Talk on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. No, I'm serious. I mean, I love the stories you guys sent me also during the break. Really do. And keep it up. Send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. They're starting to realize on the Dem side, I'll get back to some of the stuff in a minute, but they're starting to realize on the Democrat side that it's going to be a problem with Bernie and maybe, you know, maybe even Howard Schultz running as an independent. And if they both run, you know, you got one can run as a libertarian, one can run as an independent. Then what are the Dems going to do? Their vote gets split three ways. We should encourage Schultz to run. Don't you think? He hasn't backed away from wanting to run or not wanting to run. I mean, figure if it goes down that road, they're going to split the vote between Bernie, maybe Joe Biden, and Schultz. Maybe Schultz is really a Republican in disguise. You know what I'm saying? Hey, never know. You never know. We've seen crazier stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We're talking about Gavin Newsom signing an executive order to kind of curb the death penalty. What a piece of wonderful person. And, you know, you probably could go through a whole list of nasty, disgusting, terrible murders that took place by people who planned them out. Really that simple. They planned these out. Now, we were talking about Richard Benson, who was sentenced to death back in 1987. I mean, killed and raped three little kids and the mother. Actually, tortured the kids over 2 days. Isn't that nice of him? Said he was on drugs when it happened. Probably the best thing to say to almost, you know, to get off of the charges. The doctor said he suffered from toxic psychosis. What is everything toxic now? The trial for the worst mass murderer in the country since the early 1900s cost $250,000 and lasted almost 3 months. The execution date was set for January of 1993, but it was delayed because of appeals. And again, if my friend from the group, you know, Conservatives Against Corporal Punishment, if you're listening, explain this to me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Look at my Christian friends, do not send me emails about forgiveness. See, that man didn't do anything to me. I don't have to forgive him. Let's start off there. Jesus also said, if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. He also said, didn't the Bible also talk about an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth? Right? I mean, people paid for their crimes back then. Jesus never said, hey, people is people. You forgive them everything. Don't put them in jail. Right? Yes, I know. He did say, you know, for those who without sin cast the first stone. I got that. And maybe the executioner asked for forgiveness just before he pulls the trigger. I mean, come on, let's not be stupid about this. This was cold, calculated. He knew what he was going to do when he went in there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Governor Freaktoy's at it again. That's right, Cuomo signs an order against the North Carolina, bathroom bill. That means that his swim team can't go there, which is good. Less competition for others, right? Student-athletes from a group of colleges in upstate New York may be at a disadvantage because the NCAA Division III swimming championship in North Carolina, because they have to stay in another state. Thanks to an executive order by Governor Andrew Cuomo. The irony is that the order initially was in response to North Carolina's transgender bathroom bill, which was repealed in 2017. However, Cuomo's order remains in place, and the athletes still have to stay in another state. Over a dozen students from across three schools under the State University of New York. Why doesn't he just get up early in the morning and rescind it? Right? The current order from Albany, which bans publicly funded travel to Tar Heel State, is still in effect. The team will have to stay over an hour away from a competition site in neighboring Virginia. These kids have worked a lifelong, and it's true, these kids work hard to be able to compete in these, in these events. That's why I say the transgender thing is so, you know, some of these girls work their whole lives. Right? From being a kid and seeing maybe mom was a runner. Now she wants to be a runner. And then you find out that now she's competing at somebody who was born male. Which is a whole different setup, a whole different muscle structure, bone density. You can't tell me there's no difference between the two. I don't care what you cut off, what you add, what you do. There is a difference. I asked somebody the question the other day. I got three extremely ignorant emails. And I said, it's real simple for me. If women are more susceptible to osteoporosis disease or anything along those lines, and they transition to male, do they no longer have that problem? Right? Just let it sink in. Do they no longer have that problem? And then one person really didn't listen to what I said, because I was talking about breast cancer in a woman. And I said, I realize that some men suffer from breast cancer too. Not as prevalent. But do your chances go way down? I mean, what causes it? What brings it about? But it's prevalent in women. So I'm always curious to those kind of things. You say something is a certain way because you say it is, and just because you transition, do you still get rid of? Are you less susceptible to the women's diseases? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. I think it's funny how this order from Cuomo, keeping those kids from competing in North Carolina, could be done with a pen, just a stroke of a pen. Why didn't he just do it? I mean, really, if he's really serious, why didn't he just do it? Now, you may not consider this a big win, but I do. The Third Circuit Court becomes the first federal circuit court to flip control under Trump. That's right. The other day, the U.S. Senate confirmed by 54 to 45 vote, which I always love. You mean before Trump, and even through most of Obama's presidency, these judge choices were confirmed by, you know, 90 to 10. And don't say because it was Obama's choices were better, because that's not true. What's true is, as many senators say, they really know they can't stop it. So they ask the questions to expose the candidate as much as they can, and then they vote for it. Because ultimately it's the proper thing for them to do, and the person's going to get in anyway. Now, the Third Circuit Court has federal appellate jurisdiction for the states of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. With the confirmation of Maddie, the Third Circuit Court becomes the first of 13 federal appellate circuits to flip control under President Donald J. Now, for the first time, Trump has turned a federal appeals court, previously dominated by Democrat presidents, into a majority that has been appointed by Republican presidents. Now, Senate confirmation of Paul Maddy to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit, with jurisdiction over Pennsylvania, New York, Delaware, gave Trump his GOP predecessors, the White House, a 7-6 majority there. Now, Maddy was a former top counsel to New Jersey Governor's Chris Christie. He became Trump's 35th appeals court nominee to reach the bench with 7 more pending. I mean, these things should be a slam dunk. They should not be a big deal. You know, you've got people all over the place that may know these judges or potential judges and get information to the president. Now, despite having a firm partisan majority, you can see how close that came. This is why he doesn't need a little bit of a majority. He needs a wipeout. Show me senior host, listen in real time. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Bad 70s horror movie. That's where that music is from. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But give me an email address. And that way there I can send out an email every week and let you know what's going on the show, who's going to be on, topics we're going to be. We usually deal with topics of the day. Yeah. I swallowed a frog. Get over it. Anyway. Actually, I got very, I don't know what you want to call it, manly today. We had a bee problem in the front door. I got double-barreled. Really, no. I bought two big cans of Raid. One's a foam, one's a spray. It was a lot of fun. I was like, shh, you know, hoping they wouldn't get really mad and come after me. There's my son standing in the driveway, the coward, my backup, standing in the driveway going, yeah, you're crazy, you shouldn't be doing that. Thanks, appreciate the help, son. Anyway, try to keep them all safe. But that's the it's season out here for us in California. They're showing up now. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We're talking about the Third Circuit Court now becoming, it's been flipped to more control by Republican appointees, which really shouldn't mean anything. I mean, it'd be nice if judges really were judges, really used impartial information to make it happen. You know, I don't agree with Judge Roberts if there's no such thing as a Obama judge or a Trump judge or a, I don't know, whatever, George W. judge. They're only going to appoint, they're only going to nominate for appointment people that are on the same side of the aisle usually. And not just the same side of the aisle, but same side of the moral coin. What they believe to be truth and fact and the things that they believe the Constitution says. Why would I appoint somebody who doesn't believe the Constitution the way I do? Right? Senate confirmation of Paul Mady to the U.S. court. Is it Mady or Mady? For the Third Circuit with jurisdiction over Pennsylvania, Newark, and Delaware. You know, again, this gives them now a 7-6 majority. The problem with this now is it's become so partisan. It used to be the senators could make, you know, nonpartisan decisions on these judges. Now it seems that even when they have relationships prior to being nominated, good relationships, all of a sudden when they get nominated by President Trump, it sends everything into a tizzy. Crazy and stupid. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The conservative, well, conservatives we all know too well, the partisan identity of a nomination president is hardly, or nominating president, is hardly an even remotely reliable as an indicator of a judge, what the judge is going to do. Right? Once he gets on the bench, things can change. I've seen people that were staunch on my side of the aisle, if you would, as conservative as I am, and I'm not as conservative as some of you, all of a sudden move to the left when they get into their positions. When they actually take their seats after they're elected. One example, despite having a firm partisan majority in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, Second Amendment supporters were left disappointed last summer when the Fifth Circuit upheld via a bank vote a controversial anti-gun federal statute. Regardless, conservative legal commentator Ed Whelan, writing at National Review's Bench Memos blog, has a full breakdown of the current composition of the federal appellate courts based on partisan identity of the judges. You know, you look at more and more of these. My God. This is a sick thing. Anyway, we'll post it up on the website later on. You can check it out yourself. But President Trump, when I hear people say, well, you know, he's going back on his promises, his campaign promises, I don't think you could be more disingenuous or dishonest than to say that. He has gone after or tried to implement pretty much every one of the promises he made. And look how much pushback he gets. He's been trying to build the wall now for 2 years, hasn't he? Even his own team didn't come to his aid. Even his own team is pushing back on him. Remember that come Election Day. But before Election Day comes, if you want to replace those people, please make sure that you have a good, solid replacement. A good, solid conservative replacement. Because many of you don't. You either just want the person to replace, you'll take the next warm body that seems to be conservative, or you throw in people that just, they may have the energy, they may have all the buzzwords, they have no clue as to what they're doing. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Here's a good one for you. If you're driving down the road, this will make you nuts. College students demand free laundry detergent and fabric softener. Well, because, you know, it's racist if you don't. God bless. I don't know. How much more outlandish is it going to be? Wait till they start complaining that white toilet paper is racist. And that they want it black or whatever. I mean, it seems like that's the road they're going down to. Anything that's white or anything that's white-ish, they want gone. Really that simple. The Dyspora Coalition students at the Sarah Lawrence College are also demanding, among a laundry list of freebies unlimited, they want access to therapy sessions. They want fabric softener. Right? I mean, they consider these, ready for this one? Basic human rights. They're demanding that the college fire Professor Sam Abrams for his sin of calling for ideological diversity in the New York Times op-ed column. So because he wants diversity, because he wants everybody invited in, inclusivity, he needs to go because he wants everybody. Right? Now, the Sarah Lawrence College group of students came out protesting, and they made a list of demands, which include, ready for this one, free housing, free food, and, God, injustices imposed on people of color. They want a quick track to get them out of trouble, if you would. Members of the Dyspora Coalition presented the list of demands to President Christy Collins during a two-day sit-in in her office. 2 days. Boy, they must have been rank. They accused the college of being an unsafe place for minority students and failing to properly commit to social justice. Never happened. I wouldn't do it. Social justice is all over the place. Doesn't have any boundaries. It's wide open as to what you believe to be truth or not truth. That's why it scares me. Joe Mussini, host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, write down the email address. Yes, I'm working on the voice thing. Write down the email address, okay? joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You know, and send me an email. Start it off with a TRS in the subject line. Let me know what subject you want me to take on or look at or deal with. Be great in the context if you can put some questions or notes in there. You know, and when you send me links to something, you really got to tell me what it's about. I don't want to. Some of you send me a link for a 3-hour show. Hint, hint. No. You send me a link for a 3-hour show, and I can't understand it because it's in a different language or it's something that you've never heard us talk about on the show. Ask me first, unless you know it's something I'm hot on and have been hot on several times. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I want you to, you know, the election cycle has started. Have you realized that? Just look at Facebook. Just look at Twitter. Just look at your texting on your phone. They're coming through that way now, too, which is really intrusive. You'll see what they're asking you to do, what they want you to do. And they're willing to get you, take a risk of getting a fine on your smartphone. You know, then pay for a list in full. Full. You know, I don't have time to do that one. We'll do it in the next one. So we've got a conservative host who ended up on a college campus asking kids if Trump was bad. I think you'd be surprised by the answers he got. You won't be surprised by some of the answers he got. But for the most part, I think you'd be surprised by the answers he got. So go heat up your coffee, heat up your Coke, do whatever you got to do. When we come back, we'll deal with people who might or might not hate Trump on college campuses. We'll be right back.